A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's cool this afternoon, 73 degrees. KSL's top story is breaking news. KSL.com is reporting the Davis School District has removed the Bible from all elementary and middle school libraries after a challenge over its contents. The book is going to stay on high school library shelves. This was a decision that came from a committee tasked with reviewing challenges over books in school libraries. There's an appeal in place to reconsider the decision about the Bible for all grades. It's not clear how long the appeals process might take. We just learned of this a few minutes ago. We're going to have more details coming up just as soon as they become available. Stay with us here at KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 301, the age verification process to visit adult websites could be gone in the coming weeks. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Adult entertainers, attorneys, and the Free Speech Coalition are asking for a hold on the age verification law. The hold would put a stop to the verification process in place right now while courts review the claims in the lawsuit filed days after the law was put in place. KSL legal analyst Greg Scorta says the judge would have to consider multiple issues.
It involves both First Amendment, what we call speech issues, the right for people to present speech and to have their speech curtailed, and it involves privacy issues for people who don't feel like they need to have to disclose their identity if they're legally accessing these websites.
Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story, expect the debt limit deal to face some more hurdles in the Senate from both sides of the aisle, but the president is optimistic. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
A White House official tells us that the president was watching this vote very closely and that as soon as it passed, he called both House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, congratulating McCarthy on basically getting this step forward and urging the Senate to get this done quickly.
Utah Senator Mike Lee opposes the bill. Senator Mitt Romney supports it. Sources tell ABC News federal prosecutors have a new audio recording of former President Trump in which he acknowledges keeping classified documents after leaving office. It could be a key piece of evidence in the special counsel investigation. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas on Mr. Trump's response.
They issued a pretty blistering statement to ABC News and other news organizations working the story, basically saying that this was a partisan witch hunt, that this was an effort to basically disrupt his campaign, take it away from the will of the people.
The former president said he had the authority to declassify documents, a claim that others dispute. President Biden is okay after he fell during commencement at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
After about an hour and a half of shaking hands during the diploma presentation at the Air Force Academy commencement, President Biden started to jog away from his position on stage. He appeared to trip on something and then fell to the ground. People quickly rushed to help him up, and once he was back on his feet, the president pointed back at something on the stage. He continued walking away and shook some more hands. White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt writes in a tweet about the president, quote, "He's fine. There was a sandbag on stage while he was shaking hands." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Americans are now paying for organized retail crime, some with their lives. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
Bands of thieves just walking into major stores like Lowe's, Target, or CVS, helping themselves to high-end items and threatening security if they try to stop them. The Department of Homeland Security says the perps include violent gangs, criminals with ties to international crime syndicates, and even terrorism, calling the wave of organized retail crime an absolute threat to public safety and public health. With these thefts costing the average American family about $500 per year, DHS asking for the public's help, being careful when you shop online not to buy merchandise that you suspect may be stolen. Dave Packer, ABC News.
So how about this? Bellevue, Washington police recovered thousands of dollars in merchandise and arrested three suspects, part of an international organized theft ring. The three suspects were arrested outside Bellevue Square May 20th after security officers saw them stealing from stores inside a mall. Detectives say they're part of an organized retail theft ring from Columbia operating out of Los Angeles. Utah ski areas say last season was a record breaker for both snowfall and for resort visits. At least 12 out of the 15 Utah resorts broke all-time snowfall records. You know this. Alta had the most snowfall of any resort, 900 inches plus. Solitude, Snow Basin, Deer Valley, Nordic Valley, and others had their longest and snowiest seasons ever. Food pantries are gearing up for a busy summer in part because most schools have finished their academic year, leaving hungry kids without a daily school lunch. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
Jeanette Bott, president and CEO of the Utah Food Bank, says they got busy when the pandemic broke out and inflation has made it hard for struggling families to bounce back.
Families are still terribly, terribly challenged with the monies they have to spend for food.
Bott says they're planning on helping families with a meal a day on weekdays throughout the summer, but as always, she says they still need donations and volunteers.
At the food bank, Jeanette Bott says June, July, and August are their busiest months. If you need meals, reach out to your local school district or just to the Utah Food Bank. KSL News Time 306, First Look Traffic. Mark Jackson's here this afternoon. Hey, Mark.
Hi there, KSL Traffic Trooper Dan calling in some trouble early this afternoon. Bottom of the ramp from 6 North to northbound I-15. He says there's some delays there. US 40 delays are back through two construction spots between Park City and Heber City. So worst of the delays at SR 248 Kearns Boulevard. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Al Pacino is a daddy. My minute of news is next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.